Chapter 8. Take Him Away. The children crouched down on the floor of the hold. The ship creaked and groaned as it sailed through the water. Above them, they could hear Titus shouting instructions to his slaves. The children felt very scared.
"What are we going to do?" asked Lucy.
"There's nothing we can do at the moment," said Robert.
Suddenly, Camilla heard a scuffling sound. She peered into the darkness.
"What's that noise?" she said.
The children listened carefully. Just then, a large rat ran between the barrels and disappeared. Camilla squealed.
"It's a rat! It's a rat!"
"Shh!" said Marcus.
"Titus will hear you. The rat won't hurt you."
Camilla sat closer to Lucy. She watched the barrels closely. She didn't want to see any more rats. Hours went by. The ship began to roll in the water a lot.
"The weather's getting bad. The sea's getting rough," said Robert.
"Yes," said Lucy. "I think there's going to be a storm."
Lucy was right. There was a storm, a really bad storm. The ship rolled from side to side. Water began to fill the hold. The ropes holding the olive oil pots in place began to creak. Suddenly, the ship rolled violently. The ropes snapped. The pots went spinning across the hold. They smashed into each other and cracked open. The contents spilled everywhere. The children's eyes opened wide in astonishment. Instead of olive oil pouring out of the pots, they saw pieces of jewellery, gold and silver.
"Look," said Marcus.
He pointed to a pot that they smashed in the corner of the hold.
"It's the bronze bust."
The children looked at where Marcus was pointing. There, lying amongst the broken pieces of pot, was the bust of Senator Julius. The children couldn't believe their eyes. Marcus ran and picked it up.
"Titus is the thief," gasped Robert. "We were right after all."
Just then, they felt the ship turning. It was turning around in the water.
"What's happening?" said Lucy. "Where are we going now?"
"I think we're going back to the port," said Camilla. "Titus must be worried about the storm. Perhaps he thinks it's safer to wait in the port until it passes. He's probably worried about damaging all these stolen things if he sails through the storm with them."
The children sat on the floor of the hold. It was wet and uncomfortable. Cold seawater lapped around them. Lucy shivered and tugged her tunic closer about her.
"Don't get the bronze bust wet, Marcus," she said. "It might ruin it."
Marcus rubbed some water off the bust with his hand and then carefully tucked it into the pocket of his cloak.
"It will be safe and dry in there," he said.
Gradually, the weather became calmer. The ship stopped rolling.
"We must be nearly back at the port now," said Camilla. "Thank goodness for that."
"I'm very glad too," said Robert.
His face was turning a pale shade of green.
"I'm beginning to feel a bit seasick."
Suddenly, the ship stopped moving. The children heard the anchor drop over the side with a thump.
"Thank goodness we're back," said Lucy.
She breathed a sigh of relief.
"Shh,"
said Marcus.
"Listen,
The children listened. Someone was pulling back the bolt on the hatch door. The hatch opened. The children watched. Titus climbed down into the hold. He saw the broken pots. He saw the stolen goods rolling around the floor of the hold. Then he saw the children.
"What are you doing here?" he shouted angrily. "How dare you board my ship? How dare you?"
"You are a thief," said Lucy crossly. "You are nothing but a mean thief."
She glared at Titus.
"You stole the bronze bust from my father's house," shouted Marcus. "How could you do such a mean thing?"
"And you have stolen things from other people too," said Robert.
He looked coldly at Titus.
"You hid them in the olive oil pots and then shipped them overseas."
Titus stared at the children. At first he said nothing. Then he started to laugh. He pointed at the children.
"Ha ha ha! And who do you think will believe you?" he sneered.
Then his face went red with anger. He stepped closer to the children.
"If I hear you telling anyone about this, I will have you severely punished," he shouted. "Do you hear me?"
Then he started to laugh at the children again.
"No one will ever believe such a silly story from such silly children."
"You are wrong, Titus," said a loud voice.
The children looked up at the hatch. Magnus Andronicus was standing there. He looked very angry. Salvius and two huge slaves were with him.
"You are very wrong, Titus," said Magnus. "I believe the children, and all Rome will believe them, when I tell the people what you have done."
Marcus's father, Salvius, and the slaves climbed down into the hold. Marcus's father looked at the jewelry, gold and silver lying on the floor.
"What a terrible thing you have done, Titus. You have stolen from your friends."
Then he turned to the children and smiled.
"Are you all right?" he asked kindly.
"Yes, we are," said Marcus. "But how did you know we were here?"
Marcus's father patted Salvius on the back.
"You have Salvius to thank for that," he said. "Salvius was worried about you going to Ostia on your own, so he followed you. He saw you get on the ship. He saw the ship leave the port. He ran back to tell me that you were trapped on board. We got here as soon as we could. We were relieved to see that the ship had come back into port because of the storm."
Marcus's father looked serious.
"Why didn't you tell me where you were going? If Salvius hadn't followed you, I don't know what would have happened."
Then he turned to Titus.
"You will be punished for your crimes."
He beckoned to the two slaves standing nearby.
"Take him away."
Titus saw the two slaves coming towards him. He looked at the hatch. He ran towards the rope ladder and started to climb up. But the slaves were too quick for him. They grabbed him by the legs and pulled him down.
"Take him into Rome," said Marcus's father. "I will deal with him later."
The slaves led Titus away.